Okay, well, I think just kind of as a follow-up to last night, you know, looking at the film, there were, again, a lot of positive things in all areas, and a lot of things that we still need a lot of work on. You know, fundamentally, a lot of little techniques. There was, again, some good evidence that we've made some progress there, and there was also times when we didn't do it as consistently or correctly as we need to do it. So, you know, we've gone through the films in quite a bit of detail today, both as a staff and with the players here this afternoon to, you know, get those things corrected. And, of course, there was a number of scheme things. Philadelphia is a very good football team, as we know, and offensively and defensively they do some things that are challenging. So we had to make some adjustments there and you know, handle some of the things that they did that are a lot different than what we do. So that was part of the whole learning process as well, not only for the players but also for the coaches and you know, our work from the press box to the field and from the field to the players and the play calling and all those kind of things. So that was, you know, that was good for all of us. And so, you know, today we're just trying to kind of get back, you know, as much contact as we've had during training camp. Game action and game speed and game contact is another level up from that. So as far as the players kind of taking care of themselves with treatments and, you know, recuperation and so forth from last night's game in which, you know, we had a lot of guys get a, you know, fairly significant amount of playing time. You know, that's another step here where we kind of go from the training camp practices to games to post games to starting all over again for the next week and that process. So we're still definitely in training camp, and we'll have a training camp type of schedule this week involving night meetings and two-a-day practices and all those same things that we've been doing as with some modifications for our schedule. But we're still going to maintain that same focus and that same emphasis. And as we build forward to Cincinnati, we can hopefully try to gain ground on the foundation that we laid last night against the Eagles and make some corrections and keep working to get better. So I think that some of the players that didn't play last night or that weren't dressed are going to be closer to being out there this week. We'll take that day by day. But it seems like we've made some progress with those guys in the couple days that we've been gone and then today. So I think that's headed in the right direction as well. So that's kind of the update from here.
Bill, I guess maybe if you could just comment on Tom's performance and how it looked after you saw it on film.
I'd say about the same as what I said last night. Tom did some things well, moved the team, got us in the end zone. He delivered the ball on time and accurately for the most part. You know, there were other things that we can tighten up and that, you know, that I'm sure he'll be better at the next time around. Some of the plays that we ran could have had a little bit better timing. That was true the entire game. So, but I think it was a, you know, a good start and something that we can and he can build on. And we all can. Good to have him back out there. Thought he showed good leadership and you know, presence on the field and in the huddle as he always does. So it was certainly good to have him back doing that again.
Bill, can you talk about why those two touchdowns to Chris Baker worked, what he did well, and then what the offense did well?
Well, in both those cases, Chris was able to run routes to get himself open. The first time it was man coverage, and they were double covering other receivers. Chris had single coverage, and he was able to create some separation, and Tom hit him in the second play. Second touchdown, Philadelphia blitzed, and our guys up front did a good job of picking the pressure up. Tom had time to let the pattern develop, and Chris did a nice job of adjusting his route and kind of creating an open, finding that open spot there in the seam, and Tom hit him on that too. So You know, both those kind of routes are the routes that if the first one was man coverage, second one was zone coverage, and had the coverages been different, let's say if the first one had been zone and the second one had been man, the routes would have turned out a little bit differently. So Chris did a nice job of identifying the situation and getting open. We had good protection on both those plays, and you know, Tom delivered in the ball.
Does the confidence from the coaching staff about Chris only increase as he has that kind of performance?
Well, I think the staff has confidence in all the players that are out there, or they wouldn't be out there. But Chris has done a good job, and he's I think he's gained everybody's confidence as from the spring practices and those training periods through the last couple weeks and last night. It's been steady. It's been solid. I don't think that he's like any new player, like every player. There are always mistakes and there's always corrections, but. Chris is very professional, and he's done a good job in the opportunities that he's had, and he's been productive.
Well, when you look at the maybe the younger group, I know you're not prepared yet to send them to Canton or anything like that, but there were some of the rookies that showed up pretty well. Edelman, Brace, Pryor, Butler did a couple of things. Is that a sign at this point of just that they're really showing the progress that you want them to see, that they are picking up things and that they are starting to be able to apply it to what they do on the field?
Well, sure. Yeah, I would definitely say it is. Although, again, it's a long process. It's started back in the spring and, day by day in camp. And you had a competitive game situation last night. So, some of those our evaluations are better than others, and some performances are better. And the big thing is, though, I think all those young players are learning from what they're doing, and trying to correct the mistakes and not make them again, and repeat them, and try to take advantage of the keys and coaching points and tips that they get to. To react quicker and make quicker adjustments and better adjustments. And so I think that's, I think all that's headed in the right direction. Again, the rate of learning and execution varies. It's not necessarily a straight line. A lot of times things go along okay, then they kind of cloud up, then all of a sudden there's a big clearing and a great growth spurt, or, sometimes it's more steady. It really, there's no set formula on that. The big thing is you just want to see young players continue to work hard and take the coaching and the techniques and the finer points that they get and utilize them and improve. And I think our young players have all done that.
Is that a case of not trying to force a personnel to fit the scheme and maybe kind of bending the scheme a little bit to fit the personnel you have?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of the question.
Yes, the amount of 4-3 that you guys have played in training camp and last night, is that a kind of the idea being you don't necessarily want to force the personnel to fit the scheme? You maybe bend the scheme or change the scheme a little bit to, fit the personnel you have?
Well, we've played 4-3 and 3-4 and nickel and dime and, a lot of things around here in various percentages or ratios over the years. What's common is the fundamental techniques that are taught within those defensive schemes, and the flexibility comes from the versatility of the players and to a certain extent game planning and the opponents that we play. So, I don't think we definitely haven't determined anything right now. We're just teaching our defense and teaching the techniques, which no matter what defense we play, those techniques will apply to it at all the positions. So we'll continue to do that, and then as we face our opponents during the regular season, game plan it on a weekly basis to what we feel like will be most, will give us the best opportunity for that particular game and that week. So that's really what our approach is. But again, that includes our personnel, their personnel, schemes, depth. I mean, it could There are a lot of factors there in the decision making process. But the big thing for us is to have the flexibility to be able to do what we need to do to be competitive against the teams that we see.
Bill, a lot of times defensive linemen like playing in the 4-3 better because they get more individual matchups as opposed to being double-teamed. Whenever you play the 4-3, do you sense a certain excitement among the defensive linemen on your team, like now we're going to have more of a chance to rush the passer?
I don't really understand the whole double-teaming concept, so you know it's hard for me to comment on that one. It's the same number of players, no matter how you slice it up. So... yeah, the whole double teaming thing, I don't really understand and get that. But I think the players, you know, appreciate good defensive football, and that's what they're out there for. And everybody's got a job to do. There's no one player that can stop any offense. And I've coached some great players, you know, the Lawrence Taylors of the world, and other players not as dynamic as Taylor, but very, very good, outstanding football players. It's about team defense and everybody doing their job and doing it well. And that doesn't really, you know, it extends to every position on the field, whether it's man or zone or 4-3 or 3-4 or 5-2 or 2-5 or blitz or coverage or whatever you want it to be. It comes down to playing good team defense, and that's everybody's responsibility. It's a collective thing. That's what the way I know it. That's what I believe in. I honestly don't think there's any other way to do it. And you know, that's part of football. Every player has to, you know, give a little bit when they're a member of a team, in some way or another. It's not an individual sport, and so collectively, there's some things that you do for that are good for some guys or some positions or some group, and others have to, you know, do something that's a little harder in order for that to, you know, be a little easier for the other group. And that goes back and forth. So I think that's just inherent in football. And it's certainly fundamentally, you know, that's what defense is 11 guys playing good team defense.
Bill, Byron Pryor had a sack last night and was on the field first and all that. What did you think of his overall performance, and did anything he did surprise you last night?
Yeah, I thought Myron played with pretty good effort and some technique. He's got a long way to go. I think there's some plays that were certainly left, you know, something to be desired. But he did show up productively and made a few plays. I don't think it's significant who was out there first, second, or third, or whenever they were out there. I don't think that's that important, the way our defensive rotation went. But, you know, Myron's a talented kid. He's quick. He's got good strength. He's a pretty smart football player. Certainly understands leverage and inline play better than most young players that come into the league and at that position. He's got a good natural feel for some things, but the defense that we play is quite a bit different from what they played in Kentucky, and so he's learning a lot of new techniques and in some cases playing a position different than what he's played there the last couple of years, although he was, you know, very well coached by Coach Brooks, who's an excellent defensive coach and an excellent defensive line coach. You know, I think his fundamentals and his background in defensive football are very good, but what we do technique-wise and some responsibilities and all is a little bit different than what he's done. So, but I think he's adjusting well, and he's picked things up, and he's continued to, you know, improve steadily. So, you know, that's good, and I do think he had some plays last night to build on. Also some that, you know, need to be improved.
Bill, can you just talk, maybe break down Edelman's two punt returns? The first one obviously didn't go like you wanted. The second one, much more of a collective effort.
Well, on the, you know, the first one, we had a rush on, and didn't have, you know, most of the blocking there was you know, to hold guys up at the line of scrimmage, and the outside guys, you know, came down and put some pressure on us. The second one was a return, and he, you know, made a couple guys miss, and then got some, you know, I mean, initially got very good blocking on both gunners. They weren't down the field. There was, you know, as on every punt return, there's going to be a couple unblocked guys in the coverage unit. I mean, when you double with both gunners, then you don't have enough to go around inside. So, you know, he was able to make a couple guys miss, pick up some second-level blocks from, you know, guys that were rushing that peeled back. And then, you know, he cut back on the last two defenders and, you know, outran the team. So, good running, good blocking, good effort. And those, you know, that's kind of the way punt returns happen. It's a combination of the returner making a guy or two miss or breaking a tackle, punt return team blocking well enough to get the returner started, and then some extra effort blocks, second blocks, or some type of extra effort play somewhere along the line by somebody in the return team to kind of, you know, enable the returner to go to the distance. So all those elements were in place on that play.
Just as a follow-up, was there anything individually he could have done on the first one, the one that was negated? I mean, I know on television they talked about him being indecisive, but it looked like there was no place to go.
You know, there's, and any time a guy's got the ball, it finally, in the end, comes down to whether the defender can, you know, tackle him and get him on the ground or not. So, you know, any time you have a, you know, run a run, and there's always that opportunity to, you know, break a tackle or two. And but, you know, we play against some very good tackling teams, so that's, I'm not saying that's an easy thing, but that's part of the challenge of the coverage team is even when you have a guy or two down to the ball to, you know, to get the runner on the ground, and the returner's challenge of, you know, being able to avoid one or two of those guys and then pick up a couple blocks and, you know, be able to, you know, to get into the coverage or split the coverage and, you know, break them down. So that's kind of the challenge on every play. You know, there's always opportunities, some a little better than others, but that's, again, it's most always those are the elements that are involved in a long punt return. Enough blocking or a low enough punt to get the returner started, the returner breaking a tackle or making somebody miss, on his own, and then some type of extra effort or second block made by somebody else on the return team to spring him.
Bill, going back to the 4-3 just for a second, did you guys use a variety of 4-3 fronts? Was there some under in there?
No, we didn't. Actually, we didn't play any, I assume you're referring to under where the line shifted away from the tight end?
Yes.
We actually didn't use any of that last night. We used, you know, our 4-3 package, which, well, you know, we set it different ways. So, I guess technically, you know, we sometimes we were to the tight end, sometimes we were away from the tight end on the strength. So, yeah, we mixed in a little over, a little under, and some nickel-type fronts. And, you know, we had three or four different 4-3 type of alignments.
Bill, how much do you look for certain players, like at tight end, where the competition is tight, to step up over the next couple of games to see, almost as a way to determine who's going to make it and who's going to not, because you probably can't keep five tight ends?
Well, I look for every player on the team to step up. I think it's important for every player, every coach, everybody who's involved with this football team. I'm looking for every one of us to step up. So that includes everybody. I don't care what their role on the team is as a player or in any type of support position or coaching responsibility. I expect every single person that's involved with this team to step up. That's what we're here for, is to try to do our jobs well, do them better than the team we're playing against, and outperform and outcompete the competition. So I expect everybody to step up. That's what we're here for.
So one of the other aspects about the preseason is getting the sideline operation in gear. You've got a few new coaches with you this year. How do you feel that things worked after the first game?
I think that there were, you know, like I said, there were some good learning experiences for all of us. I haven't called plays and made substitutions in basically 6 months or whatever it's been, and neither has anybody else. So there's a breaking in period there for not only each coach individually, but coaches collectively in working together and making adjustments and making sure that that we see the whole play. You know, different people are sometimes assigned to watch different aspects of the play. So making sure that that communication and identification is all accurate and transferred exactly as it occurred, so we can correct it. So those situations were all good for us, especially against a team like Philadelphia that does a variety of things. So I thought that it was something to where at times it was good. At other times, there's certainly things that can be improved. I think it was a good start for us, but we have a way to go to streamline all that and make that more efficient and give the players the best information we can so that they can play aggressively and have an opportunity to perform the plays that we call. So it's a start, and just like the players, we have a long way to go, just like they do, and they're playing. We have a ways to go in our coaching and our overall operation. Not different from any other year, just part of the process.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you on Sunday.
All right. Thanks. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Sunday.